Hey folks, Greg Dixon here. This is the Heartfelt Life and Business Podcast, doing something a little different today. Got a treat for you. I want to introduce this next segment, which is my wife Amy and her sister talking about their cousin Sherry and a little bit of a tribute. But I wanted to open with some music. Give this a listen. This is Jealous of the Angels by Donna Taggart. Then after this, we'll follow the conversation.
I didn't know today would be our last, that I'd have to say goodbye to you so fast. I'm so numb, I can't feel anymore. I'm praying through that door and tell me that I was only dreaming. You're not really gone as long as I believe. There will be another angel around the throne tonight. Your love lives on.
Don't you love these lyrics?
Always made my troubles feel so small, and you were always there to catch me when I'd fall.
Catch me when I fall.
In a world where heroes come and
be your own angel.
So I'll hold you as close as I can, longing for the day when I see your face again.
Indeed.
But until then, God must need another angel around the throne tonight. Love lives on inside of me, and I will hold on tight. It's not my place to question, only God knows why. I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne tonight, singing hallelujah.
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 There is always hope.
Hallelujah.
Remember your angels.
I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne tonight.
So what you're about to listen and hear is my wife Amy and her sister remembering their cousin. It's a beautiful thing to listen to. God bless you.
The Heartfelt Life and Business Podcast I do. And
okay.
A special treat today. We're going to be talking to Amy and her sister Delilah about Sherry. So go ahead, ladies, take it away.
Well, this is Amy, and my maiden name was Yvonne Schlosser, and Delilah. Did you want to say anything, Delilah?
My name is now Delilah McKee. We're not able to make it to the memorial, but we thought we would create this podcast for our cousins and extended family to express our heartfelt condolences and grief of Sherry's passing.
Yeah, and with this celebration of Sherry's life, the family is gathered together to share memories, say goodbye, and celebrate her life and support one another. I have many fond memories of all my cousins from my early years. Now, with Sherry, we used to travel to Thunder Bay a few times from Alberta and Saskatchewan, and that was about 35 to 40 years ago. I remember Sherry had lots of enthusiasm, and we used to go crazy doing cartwheels and running, slipping and sliding along the lawn through the sprinklers. And that was the first time I had ever done something like that. We didn't have grass in Saskatchewan to do something like that, let alone on a lawn. And Aunt Effie would bring us popsicles and watermelon and scotch shortbread. Those were all very good times together. We used to listen to music and we went to a carnival. It was there that I tasted my first pizza, and Sherry let me have a bite of hers too, which was pepperoni and pineapple, and it's still my favorite today. We went shopping at the mall, and I bought a Charlie Brown Snoopy stuffed animal. Mostly what I remember is related to children playing, laughing, and showing off on the front lawn. Yesterday, I found two pictures of all of us kids, Paul, Joanne, Sherry, and Debbie, with Delilah, Wayne, and myself. Then there was a snapshot of me and Sherry together. The family used to think we looked very much alike and laughed and said that we could be twins. And I looked at those photos yesterday, and I see some resemblance being that we are cousins. But if we were to be twins, it would be fraternal rather than identical, because Sherry had these huge dimples in her cheeks, and her smile was much larger and showed off those pearly white teeth. So thinking about Sherry, I thought also about my own thoughts on my life. And reflecting on my own timeline, I want to look back at my life and what I'd like my final thoughts to be. I'd like that everyone I care about knows that I love them, I believe in them, and they can live their own dreams. They can set their own path and be able to enjoy life on their own terms. I want to die knowing I have nothing important left unsaid to those I love. And I wonder, when will I decide that my life matters enough to actually live it in the way that I see fit, to give myself the gift of my own presence?
Because we are in charge of what we do with this gift, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
So to be comfortable in my own skin is one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be comfortable with how I live. Now that's an insight on a whole new level. But I was thinking, we are in charge of what we do with this gift of life, and I want to be true to that opportunity and challenge. And I want to be true to myself, not rip myself off, and to make the best of what I have. And I want my last thought to be one of total satisfaction and fulfillment of my experience as a person and what my life entails. What is it that I want to be my life story? What will be my life script as a result? And what will be yours?
So my memories of Sherry were walking on hot pavement to go to the local swimming pool so that we could swim in Thunder Bay. She took me on the city transit, which was a new adventure coming from a girl who lived in the boonies out in the Bald Prairie. The movie Grease was just released out in theaters, and we all went to the movie. On our way home, we stopped by a store and we bought the record. I also recall Sherry talking to many people she knew along the way, and I was amazed at how many friends she had. Our visits to Thunder Bay were so much fun, we didn't want to leave. Years passed, and Sherry hopped on a Greyhound and came to Calgary, where my husband and I lived. She spent a few days with us before she headed to BC to visit out there. And in 2001, my family was transferred to Nova Scotia on our trip to our new home. We stopped in Thunder Bay to visit everyone once again. After that, Sherry's health had taken change, and she struggled from day to day. And personally, I believe that she is not in pain anymore, but she is at peace. as I reflect on life, and that life is very short, coming from a horrific tragedy that I have experienced in the last few months, each day is a gift and a blessing. Treasure each day. And each person who is in your life, we will live one day at a time and always say I love you as if it was your last. And I love you, Sherry, and I love all my cousins. I never say goodbye, but I do say see you later.
I don't know what else to say. I was told I'm going to miss Sherry. Goodbye, Sherry.
Bye, Sherry. See you later, Sherry. Chat later.